Good morning. It is Sunday, September 12th. We had a decent day in baseball yesterday, 3-2. Would have been 4-1 with the exception of a bullpen that's stinking so bad lately that they need to take a bath in cologne. If that would help, I'd be surprised. But anyway, 3-2 is a profit. College football, not as well. 6-8. Did great on the sides, but the totals were, 1-5, I believe. Terrible. And typically, totals are pretty good for me here. So, not impressive on the totals at all. Typically, totals do get a little easier throughout the season. Looking for one of these big, big Saturdays that I have one or two of every season. College football has been profitable every year for a long, long time. It's the best sport here. NFL football is sometimes hit and miss. It's the hardest sport to bet, but you can find some lines. So we're going to get into baseball today. Again, I have NFL on yesterday's podcast. I'll recap that as well here, as I'm assuming there may be more people listening to this podcast than for NFL than yesterday when it came out. But I'll recap it again. But I'll give the baseball here right away since that is today's games and I already have NFL out in a podcast yesterday and no changes to that. So for baseball, 7 plays. Going with Toronto -2.5. Now that would be an alternate run line. The 1.5 is about -155. The 2.5 is -104. You can get a -3 at plus money, but it might be a 3, possibly 4 run win. So, and it, you know, hey, they could win by only 1 and they could possibly lose, but I don't want to pay the juice on that. So -2.5, -104 for Toronto over Baltimore. Next game is Milwaukee and Cleveland. The game total to be under 9.5. Got that at -115. -9 is okay. In theory, you'd have a push if it ends up at only 9. And you might get that at even money or plus money, but I like 9.5 better, as the game may very well end up at 9. I'm looking for 7 or 8, but could be 9. And then the next game, the White Sox to beat the Red Sox. Now, the White Sox are I've got it at -153. It's going to be in that area, -155 or so. I'm going to split this up a little bit, about 2/3 of it on that money line and 1/3 of it on the run line for Chicago White Sox to win by 2 or more, and that's plus money at +125. I do believe that if the White Sox win at all, it's going to be my 2 or more, but just insurance taking the money line for part of that bet, 2/3 of that bet. I have a lean on the Cincinnati Reds, but I'm not going to take that. So moving on to the next game, Oakland and Texas. I like that over 8, fairly strongly over 8, actually. I would probably put that as the best bet of the day, over 8 runs. And then Oakland by 1.5 run line at +114. That's the best line I've seen. There are other lines out there. I don't like Oakland on the money line because of way too much juice and they could flat out lose the game. If they win, it's going to be by 2 or more. They beat up on lefties and they beat up on Texas, so they should win by 2 or more. And that was our bullpen that disintegrated yesterday, taking a 6-2 win late in the game and turning it into an 8-6 loss. Oakland, if they win, it's going to be by margin because of the fact that their bullpen is complete effing garbage lately. But they are in a massive pennant, wild card race with 5 teams, and only 2 can make it, and those 5 teams are separated by 2 games. So Oakland's a play on. Unfortunately, their bullpen is filth, and I don't mean that in a good way. And then the Dodgers and Padres are the final 2 games, meaning 2 bets on the 1 game. I like the Dodgers with Scherzer at -160 to beat the Padres and Snell. And I like the game under 7.5. In fact, there was a prop bet at one of the books for the Dodgers to shut out the Padres and took a small bet on that. I do think Scherzer will dominate the Padres today, therefore the win. However, since I'd like it to be a low-scoring game, I'm not going to take the Dodgers by margin at run line. I'll take them at minus 160 as it's reasonable juice. Don't like to get much higher than that before I switch into run lines, but that is a solid play. The Dodgers over the Padres, Dodgers at home on the money line. And the solid play is the under. Scherzer is going to do quite well today for sure. I'm very confident in that. Snell has been on fire lately, but I think there might be a regression to the mean here. He's a better pitcher than he's pitched most of the season, but he's not quite as good as he's pitched recently. And that would be, again, making it a good play on the Dodgers to win. A little bit riskier on the Dodgers game under, but because I do believe Scherzer will dominate and Snell could still pitch a decent game, under 7.5 is the play. And additionally, on that under is that the Dodgers, in theory, won't be batting on the bottom of the ninth because they'll be ahead. So, again, the under has the advantage there. All right. So, I'm going to go to the NFL recap real quick. The plays were Carolina minus 3.5. And you can go to 4 on that. I don't know what the lines are. These games were played yesterday, and I don't look again once they're played. If they go for me, great. If they go against me, fine. I don't care. These are my plays. So, Washington football team minus 1. San Francisco minus 8.5. There is some option for someone, if you can get a decent book, to buy a couple points and get it minus 6.5. And you don't pay too much. That's great because then you can win by a touchdown rather than a touchdown and a field goal. But San Francisco minus 8.5. And I don't think they'll need it, but safety is 6.5. New England minus 3. Denver minus 3. And then the one total on the game is Jacksonville and Houston over 45.5. Now, I have several leans. My logic on those leans to discuss it is you should be looking for reasons to not play games early in the season. All these games seem to be enticing. There seems to be logic and numbers to play a lot of games in the NFL. Doing that in the first weekend is a death blow. You just can't shoot all over the board with a shotgun in the NFL. It just doesn't work. So you got to be really picky, especially early in the season, but for the NFL, all season really. But so I'm going to give you these leans. And again, not playing these games, but possibly if you're looking for reasons to not play a game on your own, maybe, or to play a game, then maybe these help or hurt that. So the leans, again, not plays, are Houston plus 3 points, Atlanta minus 3.5 points, Minnesota minus 3 points. As I mentioned yesterday, that was the last game to not make an actual play. In other words, the strongest of the leans. Minnesota minus 3. Kansas City minus 5.5. Green Bay minus 3.5. And the Rams minus 7.5. And Baltimore minus 4. And then for totals, Washington and Chargers. Los Angeles Chargers under 44.5. That's the strongest lean on the total. On the totals is the under on the Chargers and Washington football team under 44.5. I'm going to call that the Washington Redskins and the Los Angeles Clippers, apparently, but the Chargers and the football team under 44.5. The Vikings and the Bengals over 47. I actually feel pretty good about that. Felt good about a lot of these games, but again, not playing that over. But I do believe the Bengals and Vikings could put some points on the board today. The Niners and the Lions under 46. That's not a play because I like the 49ers to win by margin, which doesn't lead to an under game as a general rule. Although I'm not sure that the Lions will put up a lot of points today. The Kansas City-Cleveland game to go over. Really, I'm not playing the over because everybody in the public's on the over for one of many reasons, and I don't like to do that. So the over is a lean, and then the Miami-New England game, the under is a lean because the New England defense, I believe, is going to be very good this year, and I'm not sure if Miami isn't possibly overrated this season, although they're going to be getting better and better. I don't know that they're going to challenge for the division this year with Buffalo and Patriots, etc. over there. The final lean is Sunday Night Football, the Bears and Rams under the total. And again, that also had the Rams to win by 7.5. I just don't like 7.5, and I feel like the Rams defense could shut down the Andy Dalton-led Bears. So again, not a play. I feel good about all these leans, but you just, that's way too many games. So I picked games that should win. So to recap again, Carolina on the spread, Washington football team on the spread, the 49ers on the spread, New England on the spread, Denver on the spread, and Houston, Jacksonville over. And then the baseball recap was Toronto minus 2.5 runs, the White Sox part money line, part run line, Oakland by 2 or more, the Dodgers on the money line, Dodgers game under, Oakland game over, Cleveland, Milwaukee under. That is it for today. Best of luck. Let's make some money today.